Greetings, everyone. I am Antonia, here with another episode to try to build some confidence. We're trying to concentrate on confidence. That's what I'm trying to do for the rest of this year. So come join me on this episode entitled, How Much Confidence Are You Experiencing in Your Life? How much confidence do you think that you are experiencing in your life? So come with me now and join me on a little journey. We're going to take a little journey to see how much confidence you have in your life. What does it look like? What does it look like? What does it look like? What do you think that it looks like? What does it look like? And so what's going to happen is hang on a minute. Let's slow the boat down. I'm used to working with some music. Hold on. Hold on. Woo-hoo. Hold on. Hold on a second. Okay, so this is a new thing here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a new thing we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio. I do have a main broadcast platform on Blog Talk Radio that's called The International Fortress. And I usually deal with music so I can get my thoughts together and get things together here. So I'm working without music, so this is all new to me. It's a new thing here we're doing on Blog Talk Radio. It's actually for anybody. You remember, the Bible is for anybody. I do mentor children, and I try to give them a good outlook. But again, the Bible is for everybody. Remember, the Bible is for everybody. So what's going to happen in this episode is I'm going to say some scriptures, and then I want you to come meditate with me on these scriptures and evaluate. As I speak these scriptures, you are going to evaluate how much confidence you have in your life according to the scriptures. How much confidence do you have according to these scriptures? Now, so we're just using the Bible. We're just using the scriptures for evaluation purposes. Evaluation. I'm not going to say a scripture and then this is all you. This is nothing of me. This is all you. And I'm going to open up in prayer, and it's all you with God. So again, I do encourage youth. If you know a youth that's having a hard time with their self-confidence, I would like you to point them in this direction. Again, this is all new. I'm trying to adjust here to this different platform. On my other platform, there's a lot more action going on because there's a lot more participation. Please come participate. To participate, you can call in at 845-241-9946. The number again to call in to participate is 845-241-9946. And you can call in and participate, ask questions. And again, I usually work with some music. I didn't get a chance to download any music on here yet. But anyways, today I thought we'd do something unique. We're going to take some scriptures and we're going to, just evaluate them to your life. Are you off the beaten path? And, you know, and remember that scripture is for that purpose. When we hear a sermon, it is for that purpose. You know, when you hear somebody speak the gospel message, it is really for the purpose. You know, it's really for that purpose. You know, when somebody speaks something to you, it is supposed to convict your heart. A lot of people don't like that. They think it rubs them the wrong way, and they don't like how things, you know, come against. You know, it's not that something's coming against you. It's not like somebody's judging you. We have to realize that it's the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is with us whether we're a sinner or not. While we're yet sinners, God unites us with His Son. Remember that. When we are sinning, Jesus is with us. Remember what God's plan is. God is with us no matter what. God is with us no matter what. No matter what we go through, God is with us. God is with us no matter what. So, in saying all that, we're going to get on with the scriptures. So remember, God is with us at all times. It's God's dominion. Remember, it's God's dominion. It's God's universe. It's God's world. It's God's divine will that is in the world, even though man might think it's his will. And so when you hear something, it's meant to convict you. It's meant to convict you because, remember, we have choices. We have to have choices in our life. We have to make choices in our life. We have to put choices in our life. And so that's just how it is. We have to put choices in our life. We have to make choices every day. And it's a choice whether what you're going to do with the information that you've been given. And that's really what it is. Life is you're out there gaining some information. You're always hearing something. Are you going to apply it for the good, or are you just going to throw it off as nothing and say, I'm okay? Nobody is okay. Nobody is okay. Father God, we had a rough beginning here in the Child Mentoring Fortress here. But Lord God, you're going to turn this experience around for the good, Lord God, because the Word says you do turn things around for the good to those who love you. And so, Lord God, we love you here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress. And so we're asking you, Lord God, to come and turn this episode around. Lord God, turn this around for all of our benefits, not only just to glorify you, but to bring something, some wisdom into your people's lives, I pray in your holy name. Amen. So I'm going to read. So here we're going to go. We're talking about being confident. What does it take to be confident? And all I'm going to do is, it's again, all on you. I'm going to read something, a scripture, and then it's up to you to want to see if it's kind of in your life. Is it not in your life at all? Is it sort of in your life, kind of, sort of? And how would you want to dwell on it? And again, it's all by prayer. Prayer. Next year, we're going to be talking about prayer. Prayer. This year, I'm going to try to open the door to confidence. Again, confidence is something that was a somebody's request. So I'm just honoring somebody's request that they wanted to learn more about confidence. So I'm going to read a scripture and we're going to see how this goes. Philippians 1:6. It says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the..." Paul speaking. Paul is confident of this thing that he's saying. Paul is confident of this thing that he's saying, that the work that God started in us, it will be finished. It will be finished. So I present this to you. Do you believe, as the apostle believed, do you believe that God started something in your life and he will perfect it? Do you believe this? Again, confidence is what you believe in. Confidence is something you believe in. I believe that's, I'm going to get to the Googling this now, confidence. I believe that is what the definition is. Confidence is what you believe in. A feeling or belief. Confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Firm, it's a firm trust. Confidence is a feeling and a belief that what you're relying on, you can rely on it with a firm trust. A firm trust. So we go back to the scripture. Paul had that firm trust that whatever God had started in your life, it surely will be finished. Now, do you share that same confidence, that firm trust? Do you have a firm trust that what God has put in you, he surely will finish? Again, something to meditate on right now. Do you believe? And I write these scriptures down and go back and look at them after. Philippians 1:6. Go back and, write these down. If you don't want to do this right now, And, you know, just meditate on these. Do you believe? All I'm asking you is to evaluate your life. Do you believe that God has imparted something in you and it will be finished? It will be finished. In fact, it's on its way being finished. You are a work in progress. Again, where is your confidence lies? Where is the confidence lying there? Is it same thing with the apostle, very firm, or is it not too firm? Again, another one in the Philippines, Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Can you do all things in Jesus Christ? Where is your belief in that? Is it somewhat, kinda, sorta? Is it firm? Do you firmly believe that? That all you do in life is through him? Because you have his strength that helps you? Where is your confidence on that? Where is your firm belief on that? Again, we're evaluating our life to these scriptures. We're just evaluating our life. And you can use it as just that, a tool. This is a tool to evaluate where your confidence is and on the weak things that you know that are weak. It's your choice to want to strengthen your confidence, your belief, your firm belief in Jesus Christ, in God. God the Father that sent his Son. All our belief should be in the Son that does help us. Right? And again, is that your belief? Is that a firm belief that God does help you in everything through his Son Jesus with the help of the Holy Spirit? Again, that has to be evaluated. Do you firmly believe that? If you don't believe that, then some things in your life need to be checked. Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Where is your confidence in time of trouble? Evaluate that. Where is your confidence in time of trouble? Is it with God, going before his grace and mercy and asking for his guidance? Or is it looking to somewhere else? Remember, full confidence, to have full confidence, it only can be in one source, and that is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Where is your firm confidence when you are in trouble? Next one, Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you, and he will never forsake you. He will never fail you or forsake you. Is that a firm, confident belief that you have? Do you have confidence in that statement? In the times of trouble, are you strong? Are you courageous? Knowing that God is with you, where is your firm confidence in that? Where's your firm belief in that? Do you have firm confidence in that? And if not, you know, evaluate why you don't. Proverbs 3:26, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. The Lord is your confidence. The Lord is confident. It's the Lord's confidence. It's really the Lord's confidence. Remember, when we are relying, when we're trusting, we're believing in the Lord, it's really his confidence that he will be our safe vouch. No, he's our safety. He's our safety net. He is going to protect our feet from falling, our feet from falling into traps and falling in the muck and the mire. Where is your confidence that God is your confidence? Where is your confidence in God being your confidence? And if God is not your confidence, if you don't have confidence in him helping you and keeping you from trouble, then again, evaluate why. Why not? Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do you believe in that? How much trust do you have in the Lord? That's another thing that couples with a confidence and trust. If you're having confidence in something, in God, then you will trust in God. If you're having confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, walking with you, helping you out, not allowing you to fall, then you will trust him, right? You will trust him and not worry about what you are feeling about your situation. But you're going to acknowledge that he is going to help you in everything. It's a trust. How How much are you trusting? How much of your confidence, how much of your firm belief, your confidence, your firm belief is trusting in God? And again, if not, if it's not too strong, then why not? John 1:12. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, of him, children of God. You are a child of God, even to those who believe in his name. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Do you have confidence in that? Do you believe that you are a child of God? Where is your confidence in this? Where is your confident belief lie that you are a child of God? And again, if it's weak, evaluate why it's weak. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for the good, for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So is that a confident belief that you have? Do you have confidence in that? Do you have a firm belief? Are you very confident that God works everything out for your life? Do you know that God works everything out for your life? A firm belief that God does work everything out for your life? And again, if not, why? Why not? Again, nobody can tell you, judge you, or anything. Nobody can judge you. Nobody can tell you anything but yourself when you're in that meditation prayer with God. God is the only one that can help you see where he's taken you in your life for you to have that confidence in him. It's a building. Confidence in God is building. It's a building, like a building a bridge. It's like building a wall, a tower, whatever, something that's built. It's building. It's a build. You have to build on it. You just don't, you're not just born into the world and then you're confident. Right, you don't have faith. We're not born into the world, and then we have all kinds of faith. It's something that's built on, step by step, one piece at a time. And again, these scriptures, I think that are enlightening. I think that they're enlightening, and then you can see where you fall short. Again, nobody's judging. Nobody's judging. God has brought me here for a purpose. God has brought me here for a purpose, and again, we're only evaluating. If you see some weak spots where you're weak, then, and this is certainly a time to strengthen our weaknesses right now because of what is ahead of us in the next year. And again, it's all a choice. Ephesians 2:6, and raise us up with him and seats us with him in the heavenly places in Christ. So, it's saying, Jesus, we are raised up. We are raised up with him. We can be raised up with him to sit with him in the heavenly places. And again, this is a lot of, this takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of faith and trust. And if you have faith and trust, then you should have a confidence that, this is your part of your heritage, who you are, that you are raised up with Christ Jesus. As Jesus has been raised up, so you have been raised up. And again, that's got to be a strong faith there. Colossians 3:3, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And again, this is a confidence in ridding yourself of yourself. There is a great confidence when you rid yourself of yourself, then you don't have no more confidence and trust in yourself, but it all comes through Jesus Christ, the one who strengthens you. So again, that's a scripture that should be dwelled on, Colossians 3:3. How can you have confidence? I'm going to challenge you on this one. How can you have confidence that you are dying to your life every day? Every day, and again, it's hard to die to your life every day when you're around people. Again, there's a choice that has to be made. People of the world don't understand this concept. People of the world don't understand this concept. So it's So again, it's you. You have to know where you are in your life. Do you want more of God in your life, or do you want more of yourself in your life? So there's something to find out where your belief is. That's a good one. Colossians 3:3. You know, you need to find out where your belief is. If you don't want to, if that word die to yourself, die to your life to be hidden in Christ, if that is rubbing your heart the wrong way, then you're not ready to have confidence in Christ Jesus. I guess you're not. All these scriptures build on each other. All scripture builds on each other. It's all building blocks. And that's what it takes. It takes to let go of what we think, to accept what God says. And again, where's your faith and confidence in what God says? Again, it's all you have to evaluate. I think God brought me to this point to say to evaluate because we need to evaluate. We need to evaluate things, because I think the last episode we were talking about dreams. And we really do, when you have a dream, so you have to evaluate it in the light of God. So you really need to evaluate it in the light of God, not the world. And so this little exercise that I gave you right now will help to help you realize where you are. If you are in the world, you know, things won't be too clear, and you're not going to have too much confidence. You won't have confidence because there's no confidence in the world. Because why? Because the world don't want to see you confident, because they want to what? They want to steal from you, rob from you. They want to tell you to get out of, to move out of the way. They reject you. See, there's nothing positive in the world. It's in the kingdom of God where we have the positivity. In the kingdom of God is where we have positivity, and where God says, come in here, have faith. He'll have faith in me, trust in me, believe in me. Jesus said to his disciples, you know, if you trust in me, then you'll trust in the one that sent him. It's trust, it's built every day, step by step. You just can't go into it and then not have no forethought to it. You do need to think about these things. You have to see, you know, you really have to evaluate where your values are, where your morals are, where are your principles. What do you believe in? If you are in a church and you say that you're believing in God, then how much is your confidence in Him? How confident are you that you're living life in the kingdom of God? See, if we are a follower of Jesus Christ, then we're living in the kingdom of God. And again, that's confidence. If you're confident, then you should be prospering. There should be everything should be coming to you a little bit easier. Again, it's a confidence. It's a confidence in who you are and where you're living your life out of. Like here, Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have refuge. Again, a fear of the Lord, that's where it starts. Having reverent respect, first of all, acknowledging that there is a God, and having respect for him. Reverence is a respect. And, you know, if you believe, then you're going to obey. Fear is obeying. Because if you are trusting, if you're having a reverence for something, then you're going to listen to it. And again, it's obeying. When you can obey the words of God, that brings a confidence to your life. It brings a refuge to your life. This is Proverbs 14:26. This is a really important scripture for this episode here that we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio right now. How much confidence are you experiencing in your life? How much confidence are you experiencing in your life? And it all starts with the fear of the Lord. That is where your confidence is going to start, because you're going to trust. You're going to believe in him, so you're going to have that confidence, that firmness, firm. You're going to be firm in everything that God is speaking to you in his word. And if you hear the word spoken to you, you're going to be confident in that scripture, and you're going to start applying it to your life. It starts with fear of the Lord. He is our refuge. He is our high tower. Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my defense and my life, whom shall I dread? 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. 1 John 15:14, there is confidence. This is confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. How confident are you in that? Anything you ask of God, he will hear you. This is confidence. The word John is saying, this is confidence that we have before him, when our life is before him. Again, when your life is before him, when your life is obedient to him, loving him, honoring his word, then ask anything and he will hear it. How confident are you in that? Romans 8:1, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is nobody that can judge you. I'm glad I saw this before I closed. This is a good one. There is nobody can condemn you. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. How confident are you in that? And again, if you're confident in the Lord Jesus, then you should not allow the outside world to tell you something that you're not. You are a child of God. You are a saint. You are a special person. You have special qualities. You have special gifts. And again, how confident are you in that? Every day you should be in prayer. Prayer is our landline, our cell phone to the Lord. And he's the one that gives us the directives for our lives on a daily basis. Again, it's all confidence in who you're hearing. If your confidence is in the world, then expect the worst. Expect your life to fall apart, because there is nothing good in the world to hold you up. There is no confidence in the world. All confidence is in the kingdom of God. Psalms 3:6, I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves against me and around me. See, again, if you're in the world and you had 10,000 people coming after you, how confident would you be to get out of that mess? But when you are in the kingdom of God, you will be very confident come after you, because God is for you. Who can be against? He will rise you up to a new standard, and he will put you in his refuge, in his high tower. Again, where is your confidence? Psalms 27, some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. Psalms 18:29, for by you I can run upon a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. That is, remember David. David had such confidence in Jesus, in God, that he was leaping. Remember, he leaped. Where is your confidence today? Evaluate it with these scriptures and evaluate where you are. See where your mindset is, where your heart is, and see why. And actually, you can see through these scriptures maybe why was some of your problems up until now. Maybe you have been having a hard time with your life. Maybe you've been having a hard time with your life and you don't understand why. Where is your confidence? Build up your confidence in Christ Jesus today and you will never be disappointed. I am Apostle Antonia, and I say reach for the miracles, because they are not fallacies. Join me next time when we have another great episode here in the International Child Mentoring Fortress.